Hello, welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 12radio.com, and you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is indigo kids. And you could say they're special kids. They're extremely psychic. They're extremely sensitive. They're extremely emotional. So, but before I start that, my topic tonight, indigo kids, I'd like to tell you about what I do. And please check me out. That would be jimkomar.com, our remoteenergytherapy.com. That's my website. It tells you what I'm up to, what I'm about. So please check me out there. And also, I'm an advisor, psychic, and a medium on 12listen.com, the flip side of 12 radios. So I'm available for you at 12listen.com. And there's a lot of great people, a lot of great advisors on 12listen.com too. So I'd like to throw a plug in to all the wonderful people that work at 12listen.com. So, well, let's start the subject, indigo kids. Well, indigo, let me start with indigo. Indigo energy operates on like an imaginative, intuitive, and creative space. You could say the energy that some of these children come in with. And when I say indigo children, that means they're ultra sensitive. That means they're psychic. That means they're, that means they're bothered by the world. Sometimes what is going on in the world might be disturbing to them, disturbing enough for them to make their transition. That sounds, how would you say it, crazy? Maybe not. Maybe that's normal for indigo kids. And what I mean by, you could say the craziness of life is, since they feel everything, since they, you could say their foresight is, you know, accurate. And since you are, you could say you are able to, how would you say it? When you contact this sensitive, like a sensitive child who's an indigo child, you got to be a little different, more gentle, more kind. You say gentle and kinder. Show that side of yourself, and then you'll get more from these individuals. Whether they're live on your street, you could say neighbors are they your own children? Because in the past 75 years, probably a little more than that, but 75, we'll just go with 75 years, a lot of indigo children have been born. In other words, they come here to make a difference in the world, to make the world a better place. You could say creation is trying to create stability in this environment on this planet. And that's one way of doing it, is to do it through children. In other words, let them get used to it. Let them understand more of what they need to understand. And what I mean, more of themselves and how they relate to the world. And then they start relating to the world. You could say their gifts and powers can be real positive to the world. Can they change the world? Yeah. If enough children, you could say indigo children, grow up to be adults, they definitely, you could say, change the world and change it to something more positive. Because maybe some, let's say it's your son and daughter who's an indigo child. Okay. Let's say they grow up and they start a career, a profession. And let's say they're a doctor. It doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman, but they're a doctor, whether their son or your daughter. Now they're in that profession. You see, you could say they have influence in that profession. Let's say they're an entrepreneur and they do different things, constantly creating different types of businesses, different whatever. Now they have influence in that part of, you could say, society. The idea here is as more children are being born, indigo children are being born, and as they grow, they have an influence in the world. They, you know, are they crazy kids? No. You could say when they're younger, they have a tendency to, can fly off the handle. But as, you could say, as they become an adult, you could say their moods tend to even out. They're better to be around, and their foresight can be incredible at times. So you could say they're psychics of today. They're trying to make a difference in the world as we know it. and they're trying to say bring joy to the world as opposed to relieving grief out of the world. And they're literally being born in all over the entire world, all over this entire beautiful planet of ours. And because of that, you could say their influence can reach in a lot of interesting places. And like I said, they could be doctors, they could be nurses, they could be politicians, they could be, you name it. They could be engineers, they could be lawyers, they could be chefs. It doesn't matter what they are, but now they're a part of the world and they're adults, so they influence the world to bring in, you could say, more cheer and less stress. So you could say, if you have children that you think are indigo, egg them on. You know, like if they're telling you about what they're sensing, what they're feeling, well then egg them on. Let them use their gifts. They're here to change the world. They're here to give gifts to the world. They're here to make a positive footprint on this planet. And you could say nowadays, it's good to have a positive footprints on this planet. If you look if you read the news or hear the news or whatever, you're hearing all sorts of negative things happening in the world. Well, as you could say, the indigo children start taking over, and they've been taking over for the past, you could say, 20, 25 years. Well, as more of them take over, there's going to be the intention here is from creation is there's going to be less to argue about, less to fight about, more to be of joy, more to be in the space of love. And that's what it's about. Indigo energy tends to be intense and highly responsive. So in other words, if you say something to them and they take it the wrong way, they might try to bite your hand off or something like that. Not literally, figuratively. And we're talking figuratively because they're not going to bite your hand off literally, but you could say they might get excited. They might get over anxious and they could definitely yell and use their voices a lot. They tend to be sensitive, stubborn, and they can create turbulence because they're here to make a difference. And sometimes turbulence causes change. You could say turbulence, if the world's not going in the right way, different turbulence will change the energy of the world, the energy of you for that matter. Let's say you are a parent of one of these children, if not more. Well, they have the ability to actually influence you energetically. And their tendency is to have a deeper sensitivity of what people are saying, in other words. So when you say something to someone who is an indigo child, they understand more than you think. So they go into the meanings of what you're saying and they figure it out very quickly. It's almost like, example, one of my clients today that I saw live and in person, she was telling me about one of her sons, and one of her sons, he's six, and he's talking to, every day he meditates. Every day he's in this meditative state, and he'll sit in the bathtub, she says, and cross his, go into the yoga position here and just start meditating. And his mom will say something to him, and his response is, "Mom, I'm meditating. Please, let's not talk right now." So then she'll ask him, like, "What are you seeing in your meditation?" And he'll try to explain it to her, but, children like that, you have a six-year-old who meditates daily, and you didn't say start meditating. They did this on their own. That's a perfect example of an indigo child. And when they're upset, they make others feel the same way. So they can push their emotions outward, and they can make you feel similar to what they're feeling, are people around them for that matter. And You say they're also learning how to harness this energy, their energy, their gifts, their talents. And this is, and that's a, and you, when you're 6 years old and you're meditating already, well, that's a big deal. But still, they're 6 years old. That's a 6 year old child you're talking to, even though you could say they're advanced, they're more than what you expect. But they still have to figure out and harness all of their energy, all of their thoughts, all of their feelings, so they can understand the world better. And it's also trying to make smarter choices. This is one thing you could say. You could say making smarter choices. And indigo children try to make the smartest choice possible. And why I'm saying this is the fact is because they have all the information in the world given to them at any particular time. All they have to do is ask the question. You could say their psychic realm, their psychic abilities, their intuition is so highly tuned and so highly, sensitive that they already know the answers to a lot of their questions. They don't have to ask you. So to them, you could say energy is everything. The energy of their thoughts, the energy of what they put out in the world. So you could say indigo children have a tendency to look at the world in energetics, the energetics of the world, the energetics of individuals that they're around. And these children tend to negotiate their lives, you could say, through the world of energy. And they are beings motivated to feel good and to create happiness. So let me repeat that. They are beings that are motivated to feel good and to create happiness. And if they can do that, just think what you're doing. Just think what you are capable of doing. Just think how interesting it would be to converse if you had a son or a daughter in this, in the terms like this, what I'm saying. The terms are, wow. Can it be true that my son, my beautiful son, my beautiful daughter is far advanced more than me? Well, yeah, that happens all the time. You as a mother, let's say all the mothers out there and fathers for that matter listening tonight to the show, if you could say create children that are indigo children, just treat them. You could say just be a little more sensitive to their needs. You don't have to kiss their butts. I'm not saying that, but It's also you being more sensitive to their needs. In other words, don't be so harsh. That's what I mean by being more sensitive. Less harsh, more understanding, and you could say you can create a great relationship. And here is a question on the chat room. How can we identify that they are indigo children? Well, they tend to be, like, emotionally, you could say, strong, and because they're affected by emotions. And so if they are highly emotional, you could say that's a trait of an indigo child. And if they tell you things, you know, like a wise old sage, like a wise old man or a woman would say to you that lived a long life, you know, 100, 200 years, and they would say these things to you. Well, these children, like I was giving you the example of my client today and her 6 year old saying, "Mom, I'm meditating here. Please stop." And so that you could say through the information they give, how they speak to you, and the information that is coming out of them, that's another indication of an indigo child. And also, they come in all sizes. Big, small, fat, black, white, orange, red, green, brown, you name it. They come in all sizes, all shapes, all ways. So you could say, well, you can't identify them that way, but you can. And what I mean is, by you being in their presence, you will see something different. You will feel something different. And that's another way of, you could say, an indigo child, how you can identify an indigo child. I hope that answered your questions, Liliana. And, you know, let's say you're just recently married, and you and your husband, or you and your mate there, are thinking about having a child. Well, think about this. You don't have to be extremely psychic to create an indigo child. Indigo children will come through you for their particular reason. So it's not like you have to be psychic to have this happen. They happen all the time. And you say every day more and more of these children are being born. And since they are being born more and more of these beautiful indigo children, you could say it's our job as parents to cultivate their talents, to cultivate their gifts. And you don't, like I said, you're not kissing butt here. You're just making it easy for them to accept the parts of themselves here. And it's also, about them. It's also about you and how you interact with these children. Because you could say when you interact in a wrong way, you're going to get a big explosion. And since they are born with this innate wisdom to be successful, and that's another part of indigo children. They're born with the innate wisdom to be successful. And many parents don't understand their kids. You could say these kids. And often the indigos, they are aware that they are different. You could say they are aware that they are different from their brothers, sisters, friends, whatever. They're very aware of that. And since a lot of parents don't understand this, maybe it's time to, if you're around someone like that who is highly sensitive, who is highly motivated to create success in their lives, and what are you talking about? Am I talking about an adult here? No, I'm talking about a child. That's how you know you have that special individual in your family, or individuals sometimes. And they, you could say they are sensitive, but they also have warrior personalities. And what I mean by warrior personalities is, if they don't like what you're saying, they will tell you otherwise. If they feel like something is not right, they will tell you otherwise. So that's the warrior within inside them. If they feel like situation is unsafe, they might say to you, Mom, Dad, we should leave here. Please, can we leave here? So if you're getting messages like this from your children, or a child that you have, or one of your children, or even neighbors or whatever, pay attention to what they have to say. And these kids tend to be highly creative, extremely energetic, and you could say gifted in certain areas, such as math. They could be great in math, but poor in reading skills. You could say, is it the brain? Is it how they see the world? And at times, yes, because they may see things that you are not seeing. They see beyond, you could say, what the normal vision is. So let me repeat that. Gifted areas, you could say they could be great in math, but poor in reading. Or they might be incredible readers and writers, but can't figure out 1 + 1. And there's also a need of fairness with indigo kids and honesty. And that's another aspect of an indigo kid, that they're looking for fairness in the world because they came here to create fairness, but they're looking to create honesty, to bring honesty to this planet. Instead of someone telling you a fat lie and you go, oh, well, they lie all the time. Well, you don't have to accept them lying all the time. You just go, it doesn't work for me. And they're here, like I said, the need for fairness, the need for honesty. You could say they want to feel equal to authority. This is interesting. They want to feel equal to authority. And another aspect is strong will. And of course, the stubbornness aspect of who they are. But let's go into the aspect of, you know, they want to be equal to authority. Sometimes authority wants you to bow down, cow down to them, bow down, grovel at their feet. Well, these individuals will never do that. And could it be the death of them? Yeah, it could be. Sometimes maybe they say the wrong thing at the right time, and they get in big trouble. And maybe they're in a place, they live in a place where if they say the wrong thing, you could say maybe their tongue is cut out. And, you know, different parts of the world have different beliefs here. And it's also, they can be at the opposite ends of emotions at times. You could say they could have low self-esteem. They could have depression. So these emotions, because they're highly emotional beings anyway. And since you could say at times they could be depressed or low self-esteem or no self-esteem, they're always looking to recover. And since they're highly highly sensitive, to their abilities. You could say highly sensitive to sound, smells, sight, touch, all these wonderful things that they are capable of creating in their life. And of course, what they came here with a sharpened intuition, extremely highly intuitive. But I have a break coming up, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. In the second half of the show, we'll be taking phone calls. We can talk psychic, because I am a medium and a psychic on 12listen.com. We can also talk about the Indigo Kid. So until then, be back in 5. Peace and love. That's all there is. Be back in 5.
This is Christina LaFrance, and together we're listening to 12radio.com.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hello, hello. I'm just letting you know that I'm moving my show to Monday. Friday mornings were fine, but I'm told it was time, so I'm moving my show to Monday. Kathleen Peterson and friends have love and laughter to send, but now it will happen on Monday. 1 p.m.'s the new time, and I know you'll be happy it's the end of the rhyme. Come join me every Monday. This is Kathleen, host of Kathleen Peterson and Friends, inviting you to join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, right here on 12 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world.
Hi, this is Lacey Dawn Jackson, the Groovy Green Goddess, and guess what? I get this slot at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right after Erica and Anita on Thursdays. I'm so excited. Now, I will begin this 10 a.m. spot next week, so stay tuned. But in the meantime, don't forget that I am here on 12 Radio this afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And because it is the first part of the month, the first Thursday of the month, Alita, astrologer extraordinaire, and myself, fairy expert, will be going over what's happening in the month of October, astrologically and fairy-ish. So stay tuned, sit back, relax, listen to our programming, and I will see you, hear you, feel you at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time today. But remember, mark your calendars, 10 a.m. next week, the Groovy Green Goddess.
Fall is in the air and kids are back in school. Are you feeling the urge to learn something new? The classes on 12 Academy are just the thing to expand your mind and make your heart sing. Check out what's available and pick one to try. You take them over the phone, so it's easy as pie. The classes are all recorded, so don't worry about timing. Too bad there's not one that teaches rhyming. 12academy.com. Learn something new and have some fun.
Are you looking to connect with your loved ones who have crossed over? Do you need some validation, encouragement, and support? Call me, Jamie Faith, at 12listen.com. I am a medium, and I believe in bringing you messages of healing and peace from your loved ones on the other side.
Hola, this is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen, where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crab cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Alexa, play 12 Radio on TuneIn.
12 Radio on TuneIn. Finally, something great to listen to.
Hey, you're listening to 12 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
Aw, that's so much better. Thanks, Alexa. You can now listen to 12 Radio by asking Alexa to find 12 Radio on TuneIn.
12 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
You're listening to 12 Radio. And 12 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Hello, well, welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you are on 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2Radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is Indigo Kids. And what I mean by Indigo Kids are highly sensitive, highly psychic, here to make the world a better place. And to just to review some of the things I said in the first half of the show is that for the past 75 years, they've been being born on this planet. But in the past 25 years, there have been a large number of these sensitive, highly sensitive children here to make, you could say, the universe is allowing us to heal our own world this way by bringing in children who are ultra sensitive to in their nature of themselves and the world around them. And you know, that the question, there was a good question in, at the first half of the show in the chat room is, how can you tell an indigo child? And there's ways of dealing how you can tell. One, you could say sharpened intuition, and they got strong opinions, strong ideas. They tend to leave things incomplete because you could say they can only focus for a short amount of time. So you could say it's more incomplete than complete. And it's also, they could have fetishes. And so as a kid, you could say their fetish is normal. But as an adult, the fetish could turn into something a little awkward, a little weird. So just know that too. And then they like to play alone because it's less interference, you could say, with their minds, with their abilities, and with them having to deal with unusual, loud, boisterous kids their own age. And they can easily get worked up over the smallest things, and they have a tendency not to let go of these things. You could say between the ages of I think my Johnny is a crystal child, definitely. And here is someone else says Mariquis. That was Christina. Yes. Yes on that one, Christina. And Mariquis, yes, your daughter is indigo, definitely. But one thing about these children, since they are sensitive, since they are highly emotional, highly volatile in their feelings and how they describe things, the best you can do is the calmer you are around your children, if you have these indigo children, the easier it is for you guys to get along. So just think calm. And if you think calm, then guess what? They're going to be calm because they're going to pick up on your feelings and emotions because they can easily track your feelings and emotions. They can easily go into a room and track feelings and emotions of a whole group for that matter. So by you being calmer, you're going to calm down there. Remember, you're dealing with children, not adults here. Even though they might say adult things to you at times, they're still 5-year-old or 10-year-old or an 8-year-old or 3-year-old for that matter. Like I said, I was, the first half of the show, I was giving an example of a client I saw today about, she was telling me about her child. I'm going to repeat this. He sits in the bathtub every night and meditates. And if mom's in there and mom start talking, he'll say, "Mom, you can't talk. I'm meditating." So there you go. That's the kind of individuals that you are dealing with here. And they also, like I said, they like to play along. You could say they're independent time. They tend to, you could say, are they independent at times? Yeah, but they can be clingy at times too. So it's like you're seeing the yin and yang of these children. You're seeing everything at one time, you could say. And they're always seeking meaningful friendships, meaningful relations, meaning relationships for that matter, because if it's just on the surface, they want to have nothing to do with it. They'd rather go deep and, you could say, create meaningful experiences. And since you could say they tend to see feel and experience life differently than their counterparts. You could say the non-indigo children are in this case, Christina said, my Johnny is a crystal child. That's another name for it. There's also, you've heard of golden child. Well, that's another name for it. These are, they're just highly sensitive kids here to make the world a better place for us, despite, you could say, us adults screwing it up. Well, they came here to do something different. And there's also another aspect. There's a high level of creativity, of sensitivity, of, you could say, they could channel. They can also show their anger. They can also show a lot of anger. And when they do, don't take it personally. Just take it as for what it is. They're angry. Let them be angry. Don't interfere with their anger unless they're going crazy on you. And then you've got to, you could say, damper that anger. But if they're just kind of running around and relatively normal, it's normal, then let it be normal. And so you could say anger and channeling, that's all part of what they're here for. I would consider the anger as warrior energy. You could say that warrior energy. Remember in the first half of the show, I mentioned that they tend to carry the warrior energy with them. Well, that anger is their warrior energy. And an important aspect is to, you could say, turn that warrior energy into something that is better, more positive. You say good. And you as a parent, if they're still growing up, you can channel that energy into something from a negative to a positive. All you have to do is bring it to their attention. They have a tendency to listen closely to everything. And, you know, they may not say that they know everything or they're aware of everything of what's going on in their space, but they're very aware of what's going on in their space. In other words, you can't pull the wool over their eyes because they see everything. You can try, but they're still going to find out whether you like it or not. And at times you might say, boy, my kid's from Mars. Well, they are. You could say their awkwardness of their body. They got to get used to coming into a body. You know, they're, you could say at times, and it doesn't happen often, but angels are born into the physical body. And when you meet someone like that, the tendency is that an angel in a physical body has all sorts of physical issues, all sorts of emotional issues because they are not used to, the human condition. Now, are the indigo children used to the human condition? Yes, they are. So they're not angelic by nature, but they have a tendency to tap into the angelic nature of themselves and the angelic nature of the angel realm themselves. So you could say they can go anywhere. They could find out information from various masters, angels, also the ones that have passed. They can communicate. You could say someone who is highly indigo is someone who communicates with, you could say, the loved ones that have passed away. And there's also another aspect of them. Their intelligence is intuitive. In other words, are they smart kids? Generally, they are smart. But they put their intuition with their intelligence. In other words, they mix them together. And the tendency is to create, at times, not always, but at times, better decisions. And they will know how you feel. Like I said, you can't hide anything from these children. And if you try to, they will go deeper. And they will find out everything they need to find out. They trust themselves. Do they trust others? Well, they can, but you could say you gain their trust. Now, if you're their parent, our parents, then you're okay. They trust you. It's a good thing. You know, you've had last 10 years of trust, of creating that trust between you and them. And there's also, you say, them knowing if they know something that is right, they will stand up for what they believe in. They will really stand up for what they believe in. And that's really a good aspect of who they are. that if they believe that what their thoughts are there to change the world, they will stand up for the world, to the world, to change the world. And they have an ability, or many, you could say their ability to change a broken system. Now, look at the world today. Do we have a broken system? Yeah, at times we do in this, on this beautiful planet of ours. Well, these children, they have a tendency to change it, to change a broken system, to make it more efficient, to create something totally new. Because if they feel like the system is broken, they'll just discard and create something new, something more outstanding. And it's also, since they have the ability to fix broken systems or broken whatever it is, it doesn't matter. They have this intuitive intelligence that gives them the information, and you could say that gives them this constant information. Like I said earlier, they put the intuition and the intelligence all in the same bag. So by doing that, this intuitive intelligence, they gain incredible insights. And you might want to try this. Let's say you're not an indigo child, but you want to be more psychic. Grow your intuition to your intelligence. See what happens. See if you come up with better choices, better decisions. And it's also about the integrity, your integrity, their integrity. The integrity is they have to be honest. If they try to deviate from that track, it's not a good situation for them. They're here to be honest. They're here to be clear. They are the truth teachers. And since they are the truth teachers and they are your gurus, these children, you could say the children, since they are these spiritual gurus, as they call them in India, sis gurus, since they come with those abilities, that spiritual aspect of who they are, they want to change you too. If they feel like their mother or their father is having difficulties, they will do their best to make it different for them, for you, for them, for the entire family. And it's also, you could say, since they throw their intelligence and intuition together in an intelligent manner, you can say that inner wisdom is always there for them to access. It never goes away. It never is. You can say we all have this inner wisdom, but with these indigo children or indigo child, let's say, they have access to any information they need to have at any time, any place, anywhere. Like I said, you're still dealing with a child, so you got to treat a six-year-old like a six-year-old, but if they request certain things from you, and if it's reasonable, just grant it. It's no big deal. Just say, yeah, not a problem. I can do that for you. That's okay. And it's also, since you could say that inner wisdom, or maybe, and I believe that some of these children have access to the Akashic Records. And the Akashic Records are, you could say, is the universal library of past, present, and future, all existing simultaneously. Everything that ever existed and will exist is in the Akashic Records. And because of that, and a lot of these children, the indigo children, have a tendency to access that. Well, when you're accessing that part of your brain and you're actually going into the Akashic Records, wonderful things can happen. So just be, you could say, if you're dealing with a child like this, accept these wonderful things. Accept these wonderful things that they're talking about. And, you know, you could say they're also great. You could say their intuition, their psychic gifts are sometimes overwhelming because they may say something to you and they might go, Mom, da-da-da-da-da. And the next morning, da-da-da-da-da happens. So you could say, since they have these beautiful psychic gifts, you could say they can predict events. They can commune with deceased loved ones. Remember I said they have the ability to communicate with the spirit realm. They have the ability to communicate with the angelic realm. They have the ability to communicate with masters. And all this energy, you could say the energy of the power and the life force within us exists within them, but it's okay. Let them be who they want to be. They are vibrational beings. They connect naturally to the world of energy. And if they see the world in energetics, that's how you change the world. But unfortunately, I could be talking about this for another hour. I hope you enjoyed my show. I was just trying to inform you, if you are around these children, what you can do, how you can distinguish them from a normal child, and how you can bring out their gifts. But I'd like to say tonight there's two shows after me now. One is Mole Mama with Diana Silva, a great kitchen show, and food for thought, food for the brain, food for everything, food for every part of your body. And also at 7 o'clock, Mole Mama's at 6, and at 7 o'clock we're talking about Oh My Angels, and that's with Peggy Reeser. And it's a good show there. She creates great shows. So I recommend both shows. Please, please consider just tuning in for the next two shows. And remember, despite what's going on inside of you, despite your indigo child, remember there's only two things that are really important here. The peace and love that you feel with inside of you, so you're not bothered by all the, I'll just say it, the bullshit that's surrounding you and out there in the world. Because when you're in that peaceful and loving state, everything is yours. But I'd like to say peace and love to all. Have a great week ahead. And I want to thank all you beautiful men and women for listening. Until next week, have a great week ahead. Bye.
Christina LaFrance, and I'm so glad you tuned into 12radio.com. I am loving this show.
Hi, this is Mark Husson, and I love happy. Happy weather, happy music, a mood, movie, even a happy curmudgeon. Happy puts a smile on our face and makes it feel like the sun always sets on the horizon in a blaze of glorious colors, even when it's raining. But the truth is, at some point or another, life is going to turn our big happy into a big unhappy. Yeah, I know. We can talk to ourselves with pretty metaphors about lemons and high fructose corn syrup. But the truth is, when happy leaves, we can feel pretty alone. I want you to know we're here in all our 12 family forms. When life makes it tough for you to smile, come find us at 12listen.com for someone to talk to. 12 Radio for someone to listen to, and 12 Academy for someone to learn from. Happy will be back. Until then, we'll be here for you. That's what we do. 12listen.com and the 12 family.
The Akashic Records are a universal collection of every event, thought, deed, and experience of everyone and everything for all of time. In Jungian psychology, it is known as the collective unconscious. Akasha is a Sanskrit word for space. You could see the Akashic Records as a secret library that exists on the non-physical astral plane of space. This is Nadia M. Rose, psychic advisor at 12listen.com.